As the president of Ford Philanthropy, Mary Culler oversees the company's philanthropic investments and programming in over 40 countries across the planet. She's also the chair of the Michigan Central Station, overseeing the strategic direction of the historic train station redevelopment led by her, Bill Ford, and so many others. We are excited to have on the line Mary Culler from Ford Philanthropy. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. We're so excited you could join us today. What's going on at Michigan Central for the holidays?
Well, there's a lot going on. Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate everyone for a tremendous year in Detroit this year. When you think about just how much is going on and all the wonderful things that are happening, it just makes me really proud to be part of the city. And one of those things is, of course, was the opening of Michigan Central, and that was a wonderful event. But yes, Winter at the Station is happening through December the 28th, and we encourage people to come down and look online to get tickets, because there's a wonderful winter festival with some installations, live music, a few pop-up stores, local food from Yellow Light. And so we would love for people to come down and spend some time there.
Now, I want to talk about the central role, no pun intended, that Michigan Central plays in the innovation ecosystem here in Detroit. So, as you know so well, you've been with Ford Motor Company since 1999. You've been in economic development almost your entire career. You know that this region has been one of the most innovative regions in the country. In fact, the first patent and trademark office that was opened outside of Washington, D.C., was opened here in Detroit. But that was primarily driven by all the innovation coming out of companies like Ford Motor Company. Tell us about the vision for Michigan Central, because it's not just about rejuvenating this grand old building. It's far more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I think back, probably around 6 or 7 years ago, I was very fortunate to be working as Bill Ford's chief of staff. And, Bill has always been a visionary, always sort of thinking ahead. And we had been traveling around the country and, going to places like California, where we were spending time in Silicon Valley. And it was very clear that a lot of the innovation was coming out of places where there were a lot of different types of people working together. And as you know, here in Michigan, sometimes we tend to get insular in our industries. And I think, he realized that in order to really think about, what is that future innovation and ensuring that, we were being as impactful as a state as we could be, that we really needed to think that way too. And so it needed to be more about cross collaboration. He's always talking about the amazing universities we have in this state, the amazing nonprofits, the amazing other partners, the corporations. What if we could all work together and really start to try to solve these major problems, especially in the mobility area? So that was sort of the genesis of the idea. And then, of course, I think what he also realized is it really took a place, a place where all those folks come together. And, we like to talk about it as an open platform for innovation. And that's what it is. We really want to invite people to come in who are interested in solving these problems with others. And that was really the genesis of the idea.
Yeah. And this open innovation platform that is existing at Michigan Central and will obviously get built out over time. You couple that with the University of Michigan Detroit Innovation Center. You couple that with what's happening up in Grand Boulevard with Henry Ford Health and MSU and the Pistons and Dan Gilbert around health sciences. We are developing these new open innovation platforms at scale that we've never had before. And I am anticipating kind of a new era of innovation coming out of the Detroit region.
Well, and I think what's really exciting about that is you've sort of laid them all out. And now the challenge for all of us is how do we really work together so that we're not really reinventing the wheel in each of our, sort of areas, but where we're leveraging, the strengths of each other. And so I think that's really the next phase is to look at all these different things that are happening. I mean, there's so much momentum happening in Detroit and in the state, and that is very exciting. And, you know, what we're really doing is just leveraging what we've been good at for a very long time, but we're bringing it together in a cohesive way that probably hasn't been done before. And we are thinking about, you know, how can people work together in ways that maybe they haven't worked together before. I was standing in line at the Book the other day to get a coffee, which is the building that's next to the station, where there are 130 startups there. And I just started talking to somebody about, you know, their efforts. And before you knew it, I realized that they were doing something that was really interesting to something that I was doing. And I never would have met them otherwise. I never would have known about what they were, you know, trying to accomplish. And so we had a meeting and now we're about to embark on something. So, you know, that's really the exciting opportunity, is to have people come together that would normally not meet each other and have them create something new.
You know, as you know, you and I kind of have moved around the country. And, you know, when I came to Michigan a little over 14 years ago now, I was a little surprised that the number of people who kind of discounted the value of the auto slash mobility industry. Talk to us about the important platform, critical platform, that the automotive industry provides us to really be an innovative driver for the world.
Well, when you think about mobility, I mean, I always look at even my philanthropic work, and what I'm really struck by is mobility is one of the number one ways to get people out of poverty, right? Without access to mobility, you're not getting to your job, you're not getting to school, you're not getting to those opportunities that move you, you know, forward and upward. And, you know, I think as, you know, a city and a state that is really focused on that, we have such an opportunity to solve problems at a very major global way. And I think that's what's been exciting about Bill's vision. And even when I think about our philanthropic work, you know, I think about Ford Philanthropy, and we celebrated 75 years this year. And, you know, we've always prided ourselves in our working community. But what we're really trying to do now is to bring that sweet spot of what is our expertise in mobility and how can we change the game in bringing resources to people so that people don't have to always go to the resources. So even when you think about food access, you know, it's always been about people trying to get to food banks and other places. But what if we could bring everything to people and to them? And so, you know, I think there's just, you know, mobility, when you think about from an economic development standpoint, not only the innovation, but the job creation, the skills that are coming out of that, but really think about what it does for society and the impact that it has globally in moving people forward and upward. It really is an incredibly important industry.
Yeah. And, you know, we say at the Detroit Regional Chamber all the time that if you want a prosperous, you know, region and state, you have to give people the ability to go from point A to point B to make money and to spend money. And if they don't have mobility, either personal mobility, public mobility, autonomous mobility, safe, it needs to be safe, it needs to be environmentally friendly. If you don't do those things, you don't have a prosperous region.
That's exactly right. And, you know, what's interesting is that when you look at our city in Detroit, you know, in some ways, we're looking at those innovations around mobility. You know, we've been doing a lot in the healthcare area where we're bringing healthcare to people. That's exciting. I've discussed the food opportunity recently in Cleveland. You know, we realized there was a problem where people, you know, students couldn't see. So we brought eyeglasses to them, to their school, fitted them, and they, for the first time, had their first pair of eyeglasses. So, you know, the mobility opportunity is just huge. And I look forward to, you know, continuing the partnerships here in the city.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your incredible work leading Michigan Central Station, along with my friend Josh Seierfman, and of course, our friend Bill Ford. You guys have done just an amazing, amazing job. We're so proud of that. And I just want to thank you in advance. You're going to be at the Detroit Policy Conference in just a month. So, Mary, thanks so much.